French Romanticism, and the Academy. At the beginning of the movie The Godfather, Michael Corleone, played by Al Pacino, wants nothing to do with his family's involvement in organized crime. When telling a family story to his girlfriend, he concludes, "That's my family, Kay. That's not me." As the film progresses, however, Michael's father and older brother are the focus of violent attacks, and Michael becomes more active in the family business until, at the end of the film, spoiler alert, he has assumed the leadership of the Corleone family syndicate by killing all of his enemies. Fictional characters, both in film and in novels, have arcs. They change through time. The same is true of real characters from history. They often have a rise, but just as often, there is a precipitous fall. Napoleon Bonaparte is but one example. A visual starting point could be Jean-Auguste Dominique Ong's 1806 painting, Napoleon on His Imperial Throne. In this work, Ong painted Napoleon as if he were an omnipotent ruler, rather than a mere mortal. But 6 years later, Jacques-Louis David, Ong's former teacher, painted the Emperor Napoleon in his study in the Tuileries from 1812. These two portraits, painted just 6 years apart, show a significant arc in the life and career of Napoleon. In David's portrait, Napoleon's uniform is complete with white knee breeches and stockings, and black shoes with gold buckles. Although he wears a military uniform, this is hardly a military portrait. He has discarded his officer's sword. It rests on the chair on the right side of the painting, and Napoleon is shown doing the administration work of a civic leader. He stands between the high-backed red velvet chair on the right and in front of the empire-style desk behind him. A gilded regal lion serves as the visible leg of the desk, and an ink-stained quill, candle-lit lamp, and various papers can be seen atop his writing table. David has signed and dated the portrait on a rolled-up map to the side of the table. A leather-bound volume of Plutarch is beside it. Plutarch was an ancient Roman biographer and historian, most famous in the 19th century as the author of The Parallel Lives, a text that explores the virtues and vices of Greek and Roman rulers, men such as Alexander the Great, Themistocles, Julius Caesar, and Cicero. The inclusion of this book was a way to visually tie Napoleon to the great rulers of the classical past who he so admired. And yet, not everything in this space is perfect. Although Napoleon stands and looks outwards towards the viewer, he looks more disheveled than not. His hair, complete with the gray typical of a man in his 50s, appears unkempt and tousled. In addition, his uniform could hardly pass muster. A cuff button has been undone, and his silken stockings and trousers appear wrinkled from being worn for an exceptionally long working day. This fact is alluded to by two time-bearing details. The grandfather clock displays the time at 4:12, and the candles of his desk lamp, one nearly burned to its completing, another recently extinguished, several others seemingly expired, make it clear that this is not the late afternoon, but rather the very early morning. Clearly, time was running short. This portrait seems to suggest that Napoleon was working too late and too hard at the time it was commissioned, and indeed, Napoleon's time as world ruler was coming to a climactic finale. The year the painting was completed, 1812, was a particularly calamitous one for Napoleon, as he was in the middle of a disastrous invasion of Russia. Less than 2 years later, on the 4th of April, 1814, Napoleon abdicated his throne and was exiled to the island of Elba. David skillfully and subtly depicts Napoleon's transition from omnipotent ruler to fallible commander.